So we have to keep pondering these great things, great mysteries. Really, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. This, but we have to understand that this overwhelming meditations is because sin. Sin is very serious. So the cause of all this, the passion and death of our Lord and our Lady's martyrdom is our sins. It's exactly what we want. Exactly the medicine that this apostate world needs. Each one of us is what we need to realize the gravity of sin. In fact, St. Thomas Aquinas says that our Lord came upon earth to be crucified for two reasons. He gives only two reasons. He said to die for our sins, for us to realize how serious, evil, terrible is sin for God's point of view. To be horrified about sin by looking at our Lord crucified and our Lady martyred like that. The first purpose is that, but it's at the same level of the other purpose, which is to tell us how much He loves us. It's the two reasons. To draw our hearts to love Him, and at the same time to move us to hate sin. It's the two reasons St. Thomas Aquinas gives it. You know, doctrine is always the most important foundation of any devotion, even. So, we have to do the same. So all these meditations must move us, we saw in the first conference, you know, to hate sin, to hate our own will, to battle with all our might against the devil, against the world, against ourselves, and to love God with all our strength, our mind, our efforts, our time, our skills. And God wants us to do that in Mary, through Mary, with Mary. No? So it's why these meditations are very important, because it's one to strengthen upon sound doctrine God, what God wants from us, and how to do it also. So we have to keep meditating upon this topic. So we go to the next sorrow of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is the loss of the child Jesus in the temple. See? Many saints, minority, but many saints said that it's one of the greatest sorrows, if not the greatest. Why? Because our Lord was everything for her. Oh, yes. Completely. Nothing didn't matter, nothing outside our Lord Jesus Christ, for our Lady. So our Lord was lost 3 days, and the peculiar characteristic of this sorrow is that she didn't know why, and she didn't know where our Lord was. And she started praying with all her might, all her love, all that strength, and our Lord will not answer. God will not answer 3 days. That is tremendous. Tremendous. And of course, she was in a deep sorrow. And this is one of the meditations of our Lord of solitude, to measure how much her solitude is. And to think also that according to San Alfonsus, there is a meditation upon the true sorrow of San Alfonsus here. He said that the loss of the child Jesus in the temple must cause in us perfect contrition. Perfect contrition. Why? Because we had lost Christ for our own fault. And that caused that sorrow of our Lord and our Lady also, that we lost willingly. We choose something else to the love of God. And by meditating upon Mary's sorrows, which is so deep, so tragic, tremendous, and it's because of our fault. So the church was lost because of our fault, our sins. Because the very reason of why our Lord came again is to show us the gravity of our sins. So if he wanted to be lost, it's not because Our Lady, because of us, because of our sins. So Our Lord is sending a message to us, which is, you have to contemplate your mother's sorrow, how much she suffered when you lost Jesus Christ, myself, love. So bitter. So Our Lady was looking with St. Joseph for the child Jesus, no sleeping. They didn't see of sorrowing and praying. Nobody knew. And they could have yet fainted of sorrow, with sorrow. And it's similar, it's not the same, of course, not the same, but it's similar to the sorrow that the damned suffer in hell. Because they lost God forever and ever, of course, they know it. There's no way to recover that. But it was just a taste of that sorrow from Our Lady and St. Joseph. And so St. Alfonso gives an example. Benaventa. So she asked Our Lady to share a little bit of her sorrow when the child Jesus was lost in the temple. So Our Lady answered, said, okay, I will share a little bit of my sorrow. So Our Lady appeared to her with the child Jesus in her arms. And so this nun was falling to ecstasy, contemplating the beauty of Our Lady and the child Jesus. And suddenly, Our Lady disappeared. And she felt a deep sorrow of not able to see anymore Our Lady and the child Jesus. After being in ecstasy, and suddenly being barren, without seeing, without feeling, without hearing Our Lady and the child Jesus. For 3 days, she was like that, not sleeping, and just the sight of Mary and St. Jesus was enough to have a tremendous sorrow. She said that she was about to die, because the difference, the contrast between seeing Mary and Jesus and not seeing them, is a huge contrast, like being in heaven and suddenly you are on earth or in purgatory. So Our Lady appeared 3 days after that, and she said, with the child Jesus, she said, so I wanted to just to give you a foretaste, a taste of what I felt, just a little bit of what I felt when the child Jesus was gone. Of course, because Our Lady from the Incarnation, she never lose sight and company of the presence of the child Jesus. She never lose sight of the child Jesus. It was the first time, 12 years of age. So, being with God, being with our Lord Jesus Christ, perfect God, perfect man, her own son, her treasure, in the infinite goodness of God, and suddenly it's gone. So it's completely broken. It's like an earthquake of divine proportions, of infinite proportions. It's like an earthquake. Suddenly everything crumbles down in her heart, no? And she didn't know why. She was praying and no answer. 3 days. Tremendous. We cannot measure because We are so low in love, you know, for God, for creatures. We don't measure. Sometimes it's a pity for us that we lose a friend and we don't feel pain. Even one little girl told me, "Father, I love more my cat than my sister. Is this wrong?" Okay. So we really betray our friends, we offend our mother, our father so easily, no? So this meditation is amazing how it can help us. It's why the saints and San Alfonso also said that this meditation should concentrate us in the pure love of God as the main treasure. Because the example of San Alfonso is holy hope. He was taking, he lost everything, house, children, reputation, health, all the cattle, all the lands was gone, everything was gone, but he was at peace. And the explanation is because he had God in his heart. He loved God, he had peace. So he lost accidental things, but the essential was here, God. We should have that strength, praying to God in this retreat to arrive to that strength of love and faith, no? Especially, I tell you, because we don't have priests and sacraments and so often. So it's like losing the child Jesus suddenly. Of course, you have masses, retreat, beautiful heaven on earth. Boom, and suddenly, it's a contrast. But you should think about Our Lady, being with Our Lady, looking for the child Jesus in her heart. No? She will be consoling, as the martyrs, she consoles. And remember, by consoling Our Lady, how we will be consoled. This is a very important point, because this is the key point. By loving is how we are loved. It's how much we are loved. So the same principle, by consoling. It's an act of charity, an act of mercy. It's a kind of love that consoling Mary. We are going to be consoled. This is a golden principle. I think one of the best of the retreats. By consoling the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is a practice of love for her, it's an act of mercy, carrying her cross, giving love. It says love is to give. How to remember that? For Novo Sordo, love is to receive, to be served, to be respected, to be loved. And if I have leftovers, I love the others. If I don't receive, I don't give nothing. This is the noble sort of love. It's a human love. It's proportional to what the others give me, I give. No. The gospel love is the measure in which you give yourself to God and to the others. It's the same measure God is going to use to give to you. So, for example, the SSPX mentality is, if I receive sacraments and help, I will do my job and do my prayers and I will be doing well. No, Señor. It's not the way things work. No, sorry. You first have to give yourself completely first especially in times of darkness and persecution, and not to keep receiving grace from God, the way God wants to give, you know, the way you want to give, to receive. So, by loving God the way He wants you to love Him, could be with the churches lost 3 times, you have 3 days, no sacraments, could be that. But you are giving yourself. By loving God, giving Him your life, accepting the cross, is to give. What to give in order to receive? This is the problem with the mentality of Jesus being, which is a poison. Because they don't give, yes, they just want to receive. Yes. So this doesn't work. Doesn't work like that. Never will work. And the best way we give is with the cross, with the suffering, with the persecution, where we are crucified, is when we are giving ourselves to God. So I ask the people, do you go to Mass to give or to receive? And the majority of SSPX people will say, no, I go to receive blessings, sacraments, consolation, joy. No, Señor. The first intention to go to Mass is not to receive something, is to give. Yes. Because if you don't give, you will not receive. You have any time in this. Love is to give. Especially during crucified, you give more, you are crucified. This is gone. This doctrine is gone. This is why people is not reacting. Because they have this mentality that if I had to persevere and to give to God, I had first to receive. If I receive, I give. If I don't receive, no way, I will not make it. So I keep going to this SPX. Because I need to keep receiving in order to keep going. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work. This love, it is not love. Love is to give. Even if in the conditions and circumstances to be crucified, yes, it is why you give yourself. Barely, without sacraments, without consolations, without friends, without nothing. But you are giving yourself, which is what is more important. The dispositions of giving. Giving, as much as you give, you are going to receive. The measure you give, you are going to receive. I told you that the question of salvation is about grace. So the amount of grace that we receive depends on how much we give. It's not the other way around. The most what we receive is how much we are going to receive. It depends upon that, how much I give. No, it doesn't work. No. It's a selfish mentality. I need to receive in order to give. No, it doesn't work. First, you keep everything with fidelity. It's a divine way of giving things. It's a divine way. Our Lord said, love each other as I shall love you, which is give everything, even at the moment we were His enemies still. He gave everything to us, even if we were His enemies. Even if we were to betray Him, He gave everything. It was the Blessed Virgin Mary, we saw the meditation in the refectory. She was just giving everything to our Lord and to us for the love of God, to take care of her for the love of God. Giving and giving and giving and giving. She received no consolation. This is why our Lord wants to do this. Dedicate yourself to console, giving all your time, your resources, even if you are crucified. Keep consoling Our Lady even in the cross. Console Our Lady so that you may be consoled. This is a very important, dear brothers. This is what is missing. This is what is not preached anymore in the environment of the SPX. They don't preach this. Because there's fixed problems on a human level. They feel things on a human level already. They are lowering down the battle to a human level. So
No, we need sacraments. We need to be hidden. We don't need to expose ourselves. We need to protect our life, our priorities. I have to tell you, for example, what happened with Father Bouchacourt. Father Bouchacourt was the district superior of South America, SSPX. And after what he did, was promoted to secular assistants of SSPX. So, still more important. And we know for sure because Father Bouchacourt explained to the priors in South America what he did, asking them to congratulate him, but nothing to be congratulated. So what happened is, a Mexican priest at SPX decided to go with some part of the faithful to repair the Cathedral of Buenos Aires in Argentina, to repair the blasphemous ecumenical Jewish art of the broken crystals, which is to commemorate a Jewish feast. So the Archbishop of Argentina, the modernist, yielded the Cathedral of Buenos Aires. So this ceremony will be performed. So this SSPX priest noticed. So he decided, he didn't ask permission, he knew that it was not necessary, of course. This kind of thing, you are defending the rights of Christ. You are allowed to do it, in fact. You don't need permission for those things. So he went with a 35 foot before the ceremony started. So there was already Jewish with the black cap around the altar, the sanctuary. There was already a podium and microphone ready. So they are right before that. They started praying the rosary. Singing the rosary, a loud voice, singing. So there was time to start was the TV there? So it was time to start, and the captives will not move. So they called the police, and the police, yes, was really, dragging them out of the cathedral, dragging them. They prayed the rosary. Being dragged by the police. And finally, yes, the ceremony was late, but was performed, the ceremony, pagan ceremony, Jewish, with worst Jewish ceremony. And so the Jewish community sent a letter to the SPX superior saying, if you don't apologize for what happened, in 15 days we're going to close your seminary, your priories in Argentina. You have, I don't know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So Father Bouchacourt went immediately. He asked the most important Mason newspaper in Argentina. He wanted to have an interview. And that interview had to be published in the first page because he wanted to fulfill the desires of the Jewish community to apologize. So that published the first page of the most important newspaper in Argentina, which is the El Clarín. You can read it, even if it's published. And it was an interview of 5 questions. So the first question of the person was to Father Bouchacourt was, okay, are you involved in this event that sabotaged our Jewish ceremony of the crystal, broken crystals? And Father Bouchacourt said, no, we didn't. It's not, I didn't give orders, and it doesn't belong to the SPX. That action doesn't belong to us. Okay, second question. Are you anti-Semites? No, we are not. We are not. Okay. Third question. So, do you think that we've killed our Lord Jesus Christ? That we have the sin of deicide? He said, no, we don't believe that. We don't believe that you are culpable of committing deicide, or something, having killed God. No, we don't believe that. And what's in the first page? You can read it. You should read it. So so he was telling this story to the priors. So Father Altamira, the one who told us the story, he was there personally. And he said, so you have to be happy with me because I did all this in order to keep our priory open, our seminary open. You have to be happy with me. I did something bright, something very brave and bright. So congratulate me. He was congratulated because he was promoted immediately to the second superior assistant. Yes, just to tell you, o sea, they are at the human level already, the superiors at least. Yes. So, what we have done, our Lady Saint Joseph, they will stand, and the martyrs stand firm. You are thy size, you kill our Lord, I will not retract, no in public, no in private, that you kill our Lord. And what this priest did was something good. We had to sabotage that. To say that in public, you have to say that. Even you are going to be killed. You have to say that. Because you are threatened in public, you have to answer in public. Yes. Has to be, should have been put like that. Ah, you are going to close my seminary? Close it. I go to catacombs. It should have happened during the COVID. As it speaks, you have gone to catacombs in the houses to say masses like this, places like this. Because to remain open was to accept the protocols of the government, which were against faith, against hope. Yes. So you can see there's not, the spirit is not there. It's because this. They don't want to be taking what they have. They will give it only to what they want. And charity has been very limited nowadays from them because they don't help. They don't help us, for example. No? I tell you that I went to Father Forti. I told you 5 years ago, or 4 years ago. Yes. He told me, we never will go to hear your confession at all because you attack us, you are against us. So, you know, I'm not, my conscience is what I am doing against you is fraternal correction for child of charity, so to speak, in public. You errors. No. So we have received orders not to give to you nothing. No even confession. In case you want to ask for confession from me, no, you will not receive nothing. It's the opposite to the spirit, Catholic spirit. Because in personal charity, you are obliged to give to all you can, any moment. And in question of faith, you don't yield 1 inch. They are doing the opposite. They are yielding in questions of doctrine. And in question of charity, they don't yield. It's the opposite. You see, what charity is to give. In that measure, you receive. That goes for your whole life, with your brother, with your sister, with your mother. Especially with the Blessed Virgin Mary. So you want to receive her protection. The graces that we need to persevere and to be well, spiritually speaking, we have to keep to her everything. This is the secret of our little solitude. It's one of the greatest because, if you notice, almost all the advocations of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Assumption, very beautiful, you know, the Immaculate Conception, Our Lady of Guadalupe, is about asking. From Our Lady, asking. It's good. To ask is good. But it's more perfect and it's much better and it's more gracious if you give before asking. You see? Especially dealing with Mary. God will see that. So, because she will give, yes, Saint Louis de Montfort says, she gives as much as she wants, as much as she, the way she wants and all that she desires. But she's the one to fulfill the love of charity, of our Lord, the gospel. So if we give to her everything before asking, we want to receive everything, even those things that we never had asked for. Basically, it's heaven on earth. All the graces that we ever need, we will receive it. Just by consoling and giving ourselves to Mary completely. To carry her cross for her sorrows. No? So we don't expect to have first sacraments in order to give her our loyalty? No, of course not. No. In fact, because a heavy cross is a heavy cross, you keep giving with a heavy cross to her everything, just expecting just practicing spiritual communion, practicing perfect contrition, that will become more perfect, that gift to Our Lady, and you will receive more. That's really clear. We have been hammering that thought to you in the retreat. Giving is how you receive. So giving fidelity, giving purity of heart, giving that hatred against our sin, which offends Our Lady and Our Lord. That is what causes us to have pure love, able to give, even if we don't receive nothing, humanly speaking, because we are going to receive plenty from God. So this you see the mysteries. If you dig into the divine mysteries, you learn all these things. So the charges of being lost in the temple make you think that you have caused that loss. Therefore, we have to repair that loss, give ourselves, and not to demand graces first before giving. No, we don't deserve graces. In fact, it's what our Lord said: "If you are merciful, I will be merciful to you. If you don't judge, you shall not be judged." The measure you use towards the others will be used towards you. Therefore, I am a great sinner. I have destroyed Our Lady's heart. I have been caused the chances to be lost for her 3 days. I have to repair. Therefore, how I repair? Giving myself to her, consoling her. I think I will, because I cannot repair 1, 2, 3 days or 10 years more. We have to repair our whole life. So by consoling and repairing, which is repair, to console is to repair, not going to hurt anybody. We are going to be consoled. It's what you want, it's what you need. Console. The grace, the consolation, the help, the protection, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And our Lord's love, our Lord's power and protection. So all this goes around the mystery of the cross. If we love the cross, therefore, we don't want to commit sins, willful sins, and we want to repair what we have done, and we want to be united to Christ in the cross, the red cross. We don't expect to be consoled on earth or to be received things, because we are here to give, not to receive. Our Lord promised, Our Lady told Bernadette, the seer of of Lourdes, you see. I don't promise you happiness on earth. She was warning her. I said, it's a Catholic doctrine. But you will be consoled, and you will go to heaven one day. No? In fact, it's one of the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who cry, because they shall be consoled. Not necessarily on earth. On earth, yes, spiritually, with graces, what we need, what we want. But human speaking, or something visible, something that we can grab upon, is not a necessary promise. We will not be given necessarily to us. Let's not place conditions. Let's not place conditions. It's the second kind of man that plays conditions. We are like that. Most of people, we are like that. Even with our friends, our mother, our father. If she treats me well, I will be nice. If she trusts me bad, and no, forget it. My friends, also my friends, my co-workers, my cousins, they are mean to me, no, forget it. Goodbye. No, it's so dangerous to be among this kind of people, traditionalists, who have this mindset. They have that mindset. Selfishness. Thinking is a presumption. They think that they are safe, secure, or they have a great thing already to be safe very easily. No, far from that. They are in great risk, because salvation is to love, and love is to give. They don't go to Mass to give, they go to Mass to receive. Just analyze that thought. You don't go to Mass. The first intention is not to receive. Should not be. You go to Mass is to be crucified for our Lord. You give yourself completely. knowing that God is going to repay you 100-fold on this life and life everlasting. But this is why the first priority, the first intention is give, to give. Imagine you kneel down, you try to be very pious, quiet, respectful, attentive. You have to start praying with you, for everybody, start consoling Our Lady, give, 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 and give, and give, and give. Yes. If I receive, if I want to receive, it's not my first intention, but yes, I know I want to receive many things, communion included, but it's not my first intention. Yes. So just keep reflecting on those things. So we go to our prayers. Yes.